Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It is the motto of In God We Trust that now appears on all U.S. coins and currency becoming obsolete? The use of this motto first appeared in 1864 when the 2 cents denomination debuted. There was no legislation at the time mandating the use of this motto. However, the Coinage Act of 1873 granted the Secretary of the Treasury the option to cause the motto In God We Trust to be inscribed on such coins as shall admit of such motto. In subsequent decades, some U.S. coins eventually began to bear this motto. Also, in 1864, the Treasury issued a $20 interest-bearing note with the phrase, God and Our Right, printed on it. When President Theodore Roosevelt commissioned sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens to create new designs for the gold $10 eagle and $20 double eagle, he specifically instructed the artist to omit the motto. Roosevelt's stated reasons were that coins were used in negative activities such as gambling and to facilitate crime. When these coins were issued without the motto, Congress responded by passing the Coinage Act of 1908 that the motto be restored to these gold coins and other U.S. coins. Since that year, all U.S. gold coins, dollars, half dollars, and quarters included this motto. By 1938, the cent, nickel, and dime also added the motto. In 1955, President Eisenhower signed a law requiring this motto to be added to all U.S. currency. It also officially mandated that it appear on all U.S. coins. In 1956, Congress unanimously passed a joint resolution declaring that In God We Trust be the national motto of the United States of America. This displaced the de facto motto, E Pluribus Unum, which also appears on U.S. coins. This resolution was reaffirmed by the U.S. Senate in 2006 and the U.S. House of Representatives in 2011. 4 years ago, a survey of college students found that about half thought this motto should be eliminated from America's coins and currency. The U.S. Mint this year made a change that suggests the continued usage of this motto may be in jeopardy. For details, come back here Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.